When we open up our Bible and start reading, understanding the context is key. So what are we missing when we fail to understand the background and context of biblical studies? Author Randy Richards joined Joe to unpack his book, Misreading Scripture with Western Eyes, and he shared how some of the smallest cultural differences our modern day and the time of the Bible present can lead us to missing key parts of what the Scripture is telling us.
We've all picked up reading the New Testament that the Jewish people didn't eat pork. And we think, well, that's because they had this rule about eating pork. Well, it really is more than that. They considered that an animal that was unclean, it just grossed them out to even think about it. For them, it'd be like trying to eat a cockroach or something. They just, they would be nauseous. So when we see the vision where the sheet comes down from heaven and to Peter, and on it are all kinds of unclean things, and the heavenly voice says, "Peter, kill and eat." We think, the way we read it is, oh, Peter's picked up. This is a quiz. You know, I need to get the right answer. But for Peter, it wasn't a quiz. When he saw that sheet, it wasn't a list of animals that was unclean. It was all these things that he wouldn't even imagine eating. It would be for us, like if the sheet came down, it was filled with little warm puppies and cockroaches and things. And the voice says, "Kill and eat." We think, oh, no way would I do that. And so, of course, that's the answer that that Peter gives. No, I would never do that. So for us, the way we view something affects how we might read it, even in the sense of like time. We wonder, you know, why are they doing this? Why does it take so long? People ask, why has the Lord delayed? You know, there's all these questions about time. And for us, we view time as something that's on a clock. Joe, you, among your many tasks, you run a radio program, and you're very conscious of time and how many seconds we have on this or that. And yet other people view time very differently.
Well, it sounds to me in just several of the comments that you've made in conversations that it would be beneficial for people who wanted to maybe get a better understanding of how their culture is affecting the way they read the Bible or making decisions, that people should actually have some experiences where they're moving or living in a different culture, even for a short time.
I think so. I think mission trips are just wonderful opportunities for believers to go out and look at, meet other believers, get their faith strengthened, but also see, wow, look at how they're reading Scripture and how they're more faithful in this one area than I had thought about being. And of course, our faithfulness in another area might inspire them.